Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Lamb is a founding member of the legendary group Chicago, also a songwriter who has written so many of their hits that we're all familiar with. Does anybody really know what time it is? Saturday in the Park, 25 or 6 to 4, so many other great songs. And he has written a brand new song while in quarantine called Everything is Going to Work Out Fine and joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Dave.
I've spoken to a lot of musicians and actors and comedians and other artist types while in quarantine, and they seem to fall into two different camps. They're either extremely bored with the downtime or finally enjoying a little bit of downtime after a life on the road. Where would you say you fall on that spectrum?
I am certainly in the latter group. It's been such a different experience to be home all these days and months. I've discovered that I did married the right woman.
Thankfully, I have as well. My wife and I are doing fine right now.
Well, there you go. Our kids are good people, and I've had a chance to reconnect with old friends and catch up on my reading. But most of all, I don't just walk by the piano when I'm home. I actually sit down and play, and I've been doing quite a bit of songwriting while I've been home. Quite a bit, you know. I've like things that I hadn't want to approach or song ideas I thought weren't worth developing. It turns out that I just needed a little bit of time and patience to work it out.
Now, when you say you don't just walk by the piano, is that something you normally would have done touring so much over the last 50 plus years that when you get home, you don't go near the piano usually, but now you do?
Yes. Unless there's some project that has come up and it's this pressure situation where I need to write something quickly, or at least right away, and that's the usual setup. But being home, I've been actually playing the piano every day. I've actually worked a little kind of routine up. You know, after I do my morning, my family stuff, you know, breakfast, coffee, the whole thing, and you know, make a couple of phone calls or send a couple of emails, I get to the piano and I'm pretty much there till dinner time. I take a little break around lunchtime, but go back until dinner time, and when the dinner bell rings, I'm hungry, I'm tired, and I've done a respectable amount of work each day.
And coming out of that zone again, now I imagine you've never lost your passion, obviously, for playing the keyboards and the piano, but I'm sure this is reconnecting you with that early love that you must have had before it became your occupation.
Very much so. I have often said that I always wanted to be a composer. I didn't particularly want to be in a band, but I feel very lucky that the band that I'm in, the band that I've always been in, was always willing to play my crazy stuff when I wrote it and presented it. So I've been very lucky.
Not crazy. I listed off just some of the hits you've had, and obviously the band has sold over 100 million albums and had honors upon honors that we're not going to list here. So what was it like in a band with that many members, though? And over the time, over the years, Chicago has had, I don't know, 25 plus members rotate through it. But it's always been one of the biggest bands out there on the road, personnel-wise. Did you find that when you had a song or an idea that it was tough to cut through all of the other folks in the room?
No, because there weren't that many writers. When we started, it was Terry, who didn't write that much, Jimmy, and myself. And it wasn't until maybe the 10th album when Peter began to write. So that was, you know, we were already you know, in platinum land many times. Peter started writing, to his credit. You know, I had always encouraged him, and that's been pretty much it. I mean, some of the other guys who came in did write, but it wasn't ever, I was always the guy who had the most stuff ready to record if they want to record them. I mean, even the last album Chicago did was our fourth Christmas album, and when Rhino Records said, hey, you know, we'd love to have another Christmas album from you guys, you know, I hadn't written a new song in a couple of years, and I sat down and wrote a pretty good song. And so I was, you know, I was the first guy online with a song, and that's just what I do.
And I talked to Jimmy Pankow about that around the time that album came out. Robert Lamb is a founding member of Chicago and has written a brand new song called Everything Is Gonna Work Out Fine that deals with the current COVID-19 crisis that we're all in. And what I love about this new song, it sounds like classic Chicago. You guys have always had that R&B influence with the horns. You've always had the jazz. You've had a little bit of pop. Somehow it all got mixed up and came out rock.
Well, I have to thank Jimmy Peterick for that. Jimmy as my collaborator, and has really kind of inspired me and kind of egged me on, you know, saying, come on, send more, you know. So this song is actually the second one that we collaborated on. We've already finished a third, and he's working on a fourth song that I had sent actually yesterday. So, yeah, the influence of The Ides of March, if you will, and Jim Peterick, and the sound of the horns, and I guess what is, you know, something like the sound of Robert Lamb's songwriting, it's all there.
I talked to Jim Peterick when he wrote his song Empty Arena and recently released that as well. So he's one of those guys I think is more bored in quarantine, is just cranking out all kinds of stuff. So it's good to have him on your team.
Well, I what I've learned, and I've only known him a short time, but I've done some research when I can about him and about his music and listen to his various stages of his music. He doesn't need a quarantine to have to write. He just always writes.
We're talking to Robert Lamb, founding member of Chicago, who has written that new song, Everything Is Going to Work Out Fine, with Jim Peterick, who was in Ides of March and also in Survivor. Let's go back to when we were talking about your early love of piano. I took piano lessons when I was a kid. I took piano lessons for 10 or 12 or 13 years, probably. And I wanted to be the next Elton John when I started out.
That's a good thing.
Well, it was for me, but my piano teacher, Mrs. Kanakery, who was 142 years old and wore a crocheted shawl even when it was 95 degrees out, she didn't want me doing popular music, so I got steered more into the classical area, which I enjoyed. I became a big fan of Bach and Beethoven and all of that. But your style obviously lends itself more to a jazz, I would guess, influence. What kinds of things were you listening to?
When I was young, I was listening to jazz. Actually, my parents had they were interested in jazz big band music and also Broadway music scores. I heard a lot of that, so I think that definitely put a little jazz tinge on me. But when I was super young, I was listening to, and I've actually written a song about it, I was listening to Miles Ahead, Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Thelonious Monk live in New York. I was listening to the first couple notes of Jobim that I heard completely turned my world upside down, and I became a bossa nova fan right away, and I have an incredible collection of Brazilian artists' music that I listen to quite frequently. So much so that I've actually did a solo, what I laughingly call the Bossa Project, but really had a lot of fun doing it. So, yeah, I'm kind of a more jazz guy now, sort of more Brazilian influence. But and that stuff finds its way into even my newer stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely hear that kind of, you know, with the horns particularly, and a lot of that kind of brightness. You know, jazz sometimes can be a little bit dark and moody, but I think that the Brazilian has got a little bit more brightness to it. That Chicago's sound is always kind of, to me at least, it's been an uplifting sound.
I mean, even listen to a song like Beginnings, it definitely has a Brazilian feel to it.
And at what age did you decide that this might be something that you could do professionally?
About 20 years ago.
You weren't too sure. It was about 80 million record sales in to the 100 million, right? You said, hey, this is working out okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Chicago has a connection here with Colorado. We were hoping to have you guys through here in Red Rocks this summer, but of course, coronavirus has canceled everything. But you guys have spent a lot of time here in our home state over the past, making records, doing all kinds of things.
Yeah, I love Colorado. One of our kids went to school in Colorado and got married in Colorado and lives there with a couple of kids. And, you know, whenever I can, I get to Colorado. Now I have a real good reason. I have family there. Jim Garcia is still a good friend of mine. And, you know, I don't care if it's cold or if it's hot or if it's snowy or if it's raining. I like Colorado.
You just described one typical day. We get all of that in a single day here in Colorado.
Exactly.
Cold, snow, rain, and hot all at the same time. Now, Jim, who you mentioned, the legendary producer who ran the Caribou Ranch, mm-hmm. where you guys recorded a lot of those albums, mm-hmm. which is sadly no longer around, but that produced a lot. I mentioned Elton John. He did a lot of work up there. There's been a ton of artists that have made records right here outside of Denver.
True. Earth, Wind, and Fire, even the Beach Boys. So, yeah.
Yeah. And would you like to say hello to your family here? You said you have a child and grandchildren in the area?
I talk to them regularly, so I'm sure they don't want to be bothered.
You don't need some radio DJ to convey your message for you. I understand. So the future for everybody is kind of up in the air with quarantine and everything we're going through. But what does the rest of 2020 and into 2021 look like for you and for Chicago and what you hope to get done?
First of all, I'm hoping that a vaccine is found that will at least put an end to the coronavirus aspect of what we're going through. But, you know, now we have Black Lives Matter. We have a very contentious presidential election about to happen. There are other problems to solve. Not that I can do anything more than I can do and vote and that sort of thing. My intention is to just continue to make music and be present for my loved ones. But I think Chicago will probably have rebooked our tour that got canceled this year for 2021. So I'm hoping and I'm looking forward to that.
And as are we. We hope to see you here at Red Rocks. In the meantime, everything is going to work out fine as the brand new song from Robert Lamb and Jim Peterick. That you can hear online, and we got it right here on our website as well, a link to that at 995themountain.com. Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, man. Be well.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.